name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Happy Father's Day to those to whom it applies. Jesus said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? What parable can we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With these words, Jesus is calling us into wonder. Wonder about our very being. Today's gospel caused me also to reflect more about our diocesan convention. One of the several powerful events at convention took place at the principal Eucharist on Saturday. As I mentioned last Sunday, I believe, our diocese is celebrating its 150th anniversary. Well, someone in the diocesan office thought it would be a good idea that all the churches in convention would make a banner and process at this principal convention Eucharist. It was a glorious sight to behold. Tim Murphy was our banner carrier, and he did a fine job. And Jim Chanel made our banner, and a fine job he did as well. Our honored guest was the presiding bishop, Michael Curry, and he gave us a rousing sermon. Bishop Curry sees a lot of conventions in his role as presiding bishop of a whole Episcopal church, but it was clear that he was really moved by what he saw. The banners of our church, I think, were no small part of his sense of us. He felt our joy at being the Episcopal people of God in upstate New York through this procession, and it was an encouragement to him and to us. So here it is, our banner, and here is my point. It speaks to the very heart of the gospel today. The kingdom of God is like, Jesus says. Jesus uses many images to describe the kingdom of God. Finding treasure hidden in a field, a pearl of great value, a little yeast rising the whole batch of dough, a net cast into the sea, seeds sown in a field, and a tiny mustard seed, which grows until the birds can rest in its branches. Well, fellow birds, here we are in the wonderful branches of St. Peter's Church. The banner bears kingdom witness. Right here, we have that little mustard seed in 1715, and there the full growth in 1859. Now, the kingdom of God is not just the growth of the visible church, but the seed witnessed in this banner is not bricks and mortar alone. The seed is the faith of those who sought to worship Christ in this new land, in the Anglican tradition which had formed them. The mustard seed of the kingdom of God finds soil in the heart. That's where it lands. Like at the city mission, when a homeless man enters the door and receives kindness and care, when he's just been pushed along or people have averted their eyes out on the street. The kingdom of God is when I go, or Mother Sue goes, to see a parish member in the rehab center, and we find her pushing someone else's wheelchair outside to get some fresh air, even though this parish member probably ought to be being pushed herself. The kingdom of God is the daughters of the king praying by the side of their bed for you and for me and for this parish to flourish, casting their seed of faith and hope and obedience to their rule of life, or simply wearing their cross unashamed of their Lord in public, casting the seed of the sign of Jesus. And it's a thousand moments right here, when our Sunday school teachers plant the seed of life-giving Bible stories in our youngest ones. Who knows? Maybe the next presiding bishop is among them. Or when we celebrate baptisms here with a joy in our heart that another child has been brought into the kingdom at our beloved St. Peter's. We welcome you into the household of God, we proclaim as we carry down the aisle the newest mustard seed among us. She will grow, he will grow, we know not how. We wait for the surprise and just keep watering with the routine life of the church. Our choir, for example, beautifully sows the seeds of their faith through music. We remember the words of these hymns and anthems, and they seep into our very bones. As the choir sows, so too do they come to know God more deeply and sing his praises more richly. The seed is God's. Faith is the song. The kingdom of God, then, is the power of God. It's the reign of God, the love of God, the grace of God, breaking into our world to claim it and to redeem it. It is God's own kingdom seeds, which are sown in too many ways to count, and it's happening continuously, each and every moment. It's what planted this church, this mustard seed of St. Peter's in 1715. But this church was planted in hope, not just by the English Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, or by our first rector, the Reverend Thomas Barclay, but much more by hundreds and hundreds of parishioners unknown to us who simply showed up, not knowing what would come next. And now, you yourselves, doing the same. Profoundly, does St. Paul say, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I can't tell you, nor could we comprehend, the faith that it took to come to a new land and to hope. Hope that this seed called St. Peter's would become a tree with birds in her branches. But the kingdom of God knew, and the kingdom of God knows now. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. 150 years as a diocese, 300 years as St. Peter's Church. Did you know that the first diocesan convention was held right here? The kingdom of God is what we don't see coming. Wonder. It's a Christian virtue. A way of expecting to be surprised. The water is faith and hope and trust in the living God. The seed is the gospel sown in word and deed. And please know that I rejoice to see you both water and sow. And may our hope and faith be worthy of those who first sowed this little mustard seed in 1715. And they pray for us even now. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.